Hello, and welcome to Talking Back, the companion podcast of English study app Study Now. My name is Scott, and once a month, I sit down with a guest, and we select a few of the articles that appeared on Study Now and have a lighthearted discussion about them. Today's topics include a sport you have maybe never heard of, which is experiencing a rise in popularity in the U.S., and later, we'll talk about a U.S. state where people can finally pump their own gas at the gas station. Thanks for joining us today. Carl is here with us today. Hello, Carl.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
Excellent. Although I am hot, we're getting deep into summer. And do you know how I know that we're getting deep into summer?
The cicadas, I'm guessing?
Oh, first try. I didn't even have to give you a hint. Yes, indeed. The cicadas. Oh,
it's pretty loud. I've been walking around, walking around Osaka. It's
right.
It's like a slap in the face.
Like, I was passing by the park the other day, and, you know, I mean, we've all heard cicadas before, but I was shocked by how loud they were. Is it just me, or do they seem louder this year?
Well, it's just loud, isn't it? That's the main thing.
I even had my earphones in, and I was surprised at just how loud it was.
Oh, they seem loud to me, but there aren't many around my house yet, a bit more up in the mountains. So, yeah, when I got to Osaka, it was, a bit of a shock to me how loud they were. I think they were echoing off the buildings a bit, too.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Like you said, you're kind of out a little bit in the countryside, like up in the mountains. Do you get them up there, too?
I think we get a few, but not as many.
Did you have them back in Australia?
Not as much, no. How about you? Did you have them in the U.S.?
They are in places in the U.S., but none of the places where I ever lived. So I never heard them. The first time I ever heard them was in Japan. I mean, they're loud and they're even annoying sometimes, but, you know, it's a sound of summer. I think I would miss it if they weren't there.
Fair enough.
Our first topic today is from an article that appeared on Study Now on June 4th, titled American Malls Becoming Pickleball Courts. Various news outlets in the U.S. have reported on a rapid increase in pickleball courts replacing stores in shopping malls across the country. Pickleball is a sport with elements of both tennis and ping pong that is played by hitting a plastic ball with paddles on a court that is about one-third the size of a tennis court. So, what the heck is pickleball and why did you choose this article?
Actually, because I started playing it recently.
No kidding.
A friend of mine from France said that he'd met this American guy who invited him to play pickleball. So I went along, I gave it a go. And it was actually really good, yeah. I enjoyed it, yeah. It's a fun game. But some people who've played tennis before, yeah, they're a lot better than I am.
Ah.
I'm not a tennis player, so yeah, it's all new to me.
I used to be a tennis player. I haven't played in many years, but this piques my interest. So describe the equipment.
Yeah, well, it's got a plastic ball that has holes in it. It's the pickleball.
Okay.
And yeah, you hit it with the paddles. I mean, the paddle, it's kind of in between a ping pong paddle and a tennis racket in size.
Ah, okay.
The ball kind of slows down after it bounces too, so you have a fair bit of time to hit it.
Oh, right. Yeah, I mean, that sounds interesting because, you know, you get to move around a little bit more than ping pong, but you don't have to, like, keep sprinting like crazy in tennis.
Yeah, exactly. You can just let it bounce and hit it back, and then, yeah, let it bounce, hit it back if you want. You can have that style game, or you can quickly be, you know, firing the ball back and forth. So it's kind of got different elements. It can be played different ways, and...
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think it's interesting.
Yeah, for sure. Do you remember how does the point system work?
So that's actually kind of tricky. So you can only score points when you're serving.
Oh, okay.
So you keep serving until the other team scores a point.
Ah.
So there's a couple of tricky rules like that. It takes a little while to get used to.
So, and I'm surprised to hear that you had a chance to play this in Japan. Where were you able to play this?
It's actually at a tennis court usually, or sometimes like at a gym. So you can play it anywhere. Like you can play it wherever people play badminton or volleyball or any other kind of similar sports.
Oh, yeah, okay.
We just put out a pickleball net and some markers and off you go.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
Yeah, it's pretty easy, yeah. But I think in the US they've got a lot of dedicated pickleball courts, which would be nice.
Yeah, getting back to the article that it's becoming popular, and again in malls, shopping malls were huge. In the 80s in America, I mean, just they were everywhere and they're usually pretty big. But now in the age of the internet, people aren't going to malls as much. So malls are dying all over the U.S. There's still these huge buildings with giant parking lots, and there's just no stores active in them. So people have been trying to think of how do we use these spaces? And this is a fun one. Yeah. I would not have guessed this.
Yeah, it's good. I think people want more of the sort of thing. They want to get out. They want to be social. They want to do things with other people.
Yeah.
Play a little bit of sport, you know, have a chat. It's nice.
Yeah. And especially if in these malls, if they still have like, you know, some of the food court areas, you know, you can play some pickleball with your friends and then, you know, go get lunch and a coffee or something.
So Japan's kind of like a step behind, is it? Like, you know, the Shoten guys are kind of dead in Japan.
Oh.
And then the malls are still popular now. So then what's the next step? Do you think it's going to go the way of America?
That's actually a very good question. I hadn't really thought about that, especially like kind of in the on the edges of towns, like smaller, more residential areas, not the tourist areas. Those Shotengai are still okay. But, you know, some of the ones that are in smaller neighborhoods.
Yeah, just even out of the city a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Like they're really starting to close up. And it's like, what do? Do you try and revitalize these shops and find new shops? Or do you do like pickleball and use the space in a new, interesting way? I wonder what would be an interesting way to reuse Shotengai shop spaces besides normal shops.
I don't know. Yeah. But yeah, if you want to check out pickleball, yeah, have a look. There are places to play it in Japan and I recommend it. Yeah, get out there and give it a go.
Yeah, for sure. Is it called the same name? Do they just say pickleball in katakana?
Yeah,
pickleball.
Yeah. If you search for it online, pickleball and I think there's a few around. So
neat.
Find one near you.
That sounds like a fun summer activity. I just might check that out. It's now time for a segment we call Listeners Talk Back. In every episode, we ask a question to the audience and invite you to send your thoughts and opinions to us through Twitter, which I guess we're going to have to start calling x.com now, but that's a story for another time. Anyways, a couple episodes ago, we were talking about the designs of the new Japanese banknotes that will be released soon, and we asked you, what do you think is one of the most interesting designs of money anywhere in the world? And here's some of your answers.
Sasura says, I think the best money in the world is the US $1 bill. Japanese bills change the design of the bill and the celebrities that appear on it every few decades. But the US $1 bill has hardly changed in design and has always featured Washington.
Yeah, that's true. It's difficult to look at a $1 bill and guess when it was from until you look closely. So do you guys change your bills a lot in Australia?
Yeah, they've changed a bit. So I remember when I was a kid, they used to be paper, then they changed to plastic. And even since they've been plastic, they've changed. They got bigger windows, maybe to make it harder to counterfeit. But
yeah, probably, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, plastic's good. It's robust, so I like that. And the notes are colourful. The 50 is called a pineapple, right? Because it's the colour of a pineapple. And the 20 is called a lobster because it's red like a lobster. They're very bright.
So do you say that in conversation? Do you be like, oh, hey, can I borrow a lobster? I'll get you back next week.
Yeah, some people do. Some people do. I don't really, but yeah, you hear people do it.
And our other response was from Dorothy. And they say, speaking of money, it's not the best country nor notes, but I want to tell you about coins in the U.S. While staying there, I noticed there's various designs for 25-cent coins. I collected 26 of them, took a picture, and used them, leaving some favorite ones. I think it's interesting. And if you look at the tweet, there's a picture of all the different 25-cent coins, because that's interesting. While the U.S. paper money doesn't change very often, we seem to change the coins a lot. And especially the 25-cent, because it's kind of one of the most common, I think.
So how does it change?
So one side is always, the same kind of face of, you know, the president, George Washington. But then the other side is often different. Usually it's commemorating some historic event, or there was a series of different art for each state. So there were 50 different kinds of quarters at one time. Mm. So it's really great for coin collectors, because there's a whole bunch. And you can see some of these. Dorothy was kind enough to post them as a photo in their tweet. So thank you to both Sasara and Dorothy for submitting your very thoughtful answers. Thank you. Thank you very much, Carl, for wrapping those up with me.
Have a good night.
Before moving on to our next story, let's have Carl check in on the top five most popular stories on StudyNow from the past month. Carl, what's in the list this time?
Okay, so at number five, we have Hollywood actors go on strike.
Yeah, this is a big one. Hearing a lot about this.
It's a huge one, yeah.
Yeah, one of the first concrete examples of how AI is getting to the point where it is actually threatening jobs. It's kind of scary and interesting.
Like everyone in the industry standing up saying, hang on, you know,
yeah.
We need to do something. Number four, Subway restaurant takes down sub joke sign. Do you remember that one?
No, remind me. I don't remember this.
Okay, so the franchise in the US had a sign up that was in bad taste. So it said, our subs don't implode.
Oh, that's right. So about the submarine tragedy. And then, of course,
yeah,
sandwiches, Subway sandwiches are also called subs, sub sandwich. So, yeah.
Subs, yeah.
Yeah, it's a clever joke. Maybe not in the best taste, though.
Yeah. In the food business, you want to be associated with bad taste, obviously.
You're right. That's a little.
But, yeah. Okay, so number three. Are you ready?
I am so ready.
Gion Festival gets 400,000 yen premium seats.
Yeah, the Kyoto Festival, right? Yeah.
Yeah, so you can be in the luxury seating with the best view.
But you can actually see the floats as they go by. That would be a nice change. The last time I went, I mean, there were a lot of people, of course. But normally, I mean, the floats are tall, so you can see them. They're meant to be seen by people in the back. But you couldn't see it because everybody had their hands raised with their phones taking videos.
Yeah.
The only way that I could see the floats was by looking at the phone screens in front of me. It was really frustrating. I sound like an old man. These youngsters and their phones, they just need to enjoy life with their eyeballs. But still, it was not enjoyable.
I'm sorry to hear that, Scott. Number two, top 10 inconveniences for tourists in Japan.
I don't know. Did you have a look at the list? Did you agree with some of the items?
Yeah, I think I agree with all of them.
Yeah, to some extent.
Not much Wi-Fi. Yes, I've experienced that. Trouble communicating with staff. Signs hard to read. Trouble using public transportation. Lack of garbage cans. Yeah, I get that, but it's just a cultural thing. You get used to it.
Yeah.
For me, the biggest trouble with the garbage cans is that in Japanese it says petto botteru. But in English it says plastic bottle. And the one next to it says bottles and cans.
Oh, yeah.
So whenever I have a plastic bottle, I go, that's a bottle. And I put it in bottles and cans. And so many times I've gone, oh, it got me again.
Dope.
Because then 2 seconds later, I look at the next one and go, pet bottle. And I go, that is more suitable, isn't it?
Right.
Because it's just a bad translation that's everywhere. In an English-speaking country, it'd say cans and glass.
Right.
But someone's, instead of using glass, they've translated as bottle and it's made my life a little bit more frustrating, but it's okay.
I hope you're able to recover someday. We must be getting close to number one now, right?
Oh, yeah. Let's jump through to number one. Yeah.
All right.
So, cow develops new way to kill mosquitoes.
So, they've got a new mosquito spray or something, huh?
Yeah. So, it mixes oil and water, which can effectively smother the bug to death.
Well, that sounds like a horrible way to go.
There's a lot of death, isn't there, today? Mosquitoes, exploding submarines, and the death of the movie industry. Imploding submarine.
It's a pretty grim top five this week. Jeez.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I think so.
All right. Well, thank you for recapping these grisly stories from the last month. We do appreciate it.
Thank you for sharing them with me.
Our final topic today is from an article that appeared on Study Now on July 16th, titled U.S. State Lifts Ban on Self-Service Gas Stations. On June 21st, the state of Oregon voted to lift a ban on self-service gas pumps, allowing people to pump their own fuel into their cars. The ban on self-service gas pumps had been active in Oregon since 1951, even though most of the U.S. adopted the practice in the 1970s. So this one was my choice. Do you know why I chose this one?
I have no idea, because you've pumped gas in the US. I'm guessing you've pumped gas in Oregon.
I am from Oregon. So this is my home state.
Are you from Oregon?
Yes. Yes. So yeah, so my entire life in Oregon, we never pumped gas. You know, you just go into the gas station and somebody runs out and they do it for you. So I was very surprised when I left to go to college and I went to a state where that was not a thing. And I pulled into a gas station at one point and I'm just waiting and waiting and waiting. And about 5 minutes later, I was like, oh, they're not slow. They're just not coming because other states don't do that.
Have there been any accidents or something? Like, is there a reason for them to have this law?
So the origin of the law, it is a safety law originally, you know, when that law, the ban came into effect back in 1951. You know, this is when cars were starting to become popular in the U.S. Mm. Pumping gas into a car was a new thing. And people were very concerned that it's flammable and everything. It was just a safety law, basically. But then as time went on, you know, it provided jobs. So people didn't want to get rid of it. It seemed that it was safer so that the gas stations paid cheaper insurance. So, yeah, so it just kind of like kept going. Mm. With lots of business reasons. And, you know, some states got rid of it and they just said, whatever. But the states of Oregon and New Jersey, they had enough support to keep it going for a long time.
I think it would have been harder to pump when that law originally came out in 1951.
Right.
It would have been harder. Like now, just, pick it up, put it in, squeeze.
And then they have like, you know, colorful buttons with big letters on it. So it's pretty easy now.
Yeah. And it'll cut off exactly the, you know, the dollar amount you put in. Oh, yeah, put in, you know, $20. Okay.
Yeah, now it's so easy. It's like playing a video game.
Yeah. In Australia, though, it was a bit like a video game because if you put in $20, you'd actually put in $20.02 because they round it down.
Oh, interesting.
So there was a time there, where it was like that. It was like $20.02.
So you get 2 whole cents extra.
Yeah, you get 2 cents for free. Yeah. Yeah, because if you did like $19.98, it would still cost you $20.
Ah.
It would go up. Yeah, so.
Interesting.
Because of the rounding.
How much did they round? Was it every 5 cents?
Yeah, so it was rounded to fives. Yeah, so 0 and 5.
Yeah.
So 1 and 2 went down and 3 and 4 went up. And yeah.
Yeah, that does seem like a game. Just like, oh, yeah, can I get a little extra today? All right.
Yeah, exactly right. And it goes to 3 cents and like,
Before we finish today, it's time to ask the audience a question for listeners' talk back. Today we talked about empty shopping malls in the US being repurposed for pickleball courts and wondered how something similar might be done for vacant shotengai spaces here in Japan. We want to ask you, what's something fun that could be put in these kinds of shotengai to attract people? Please let us know what you think. It's super easy. Just visit the Twitter link in the show notes for this episode and leave a comment in English or Japanese. We'll read some of your comments in a future episode, and one lucky commenter will be chosen at random to win an Amazon gift card. We look forward to hearing from you.
If you enjoyed today's episode, visit studynow.jp to download our English News Study app. Every day, you can read and listen to articles like the ones discussed in this podcast, with vocabulary and grammar explanations in Japanese, a full transcript of today's episode, and other great tools to help your English studies. You can also try our free English quiz app for iOS, American Dream. It just received a major new update, adding 3,000 words from junior high school level to TOEIC or ACEN level 1 difficulty. And finally, be sure to visit our YouTube channel for additional listening practice. We publish original videos about culture, news, and of course, English. Find the link for our channel in the show notes of the Study Now app or the episode description on your podcast app. Please like and subscribe when you visit. Well, Carl, thanks again for another rousing episode.
Yeah, thank you, Scott. Good talking with you as always.
Indeed. Have a great rest of your week and we'll get you on another episode sometime soon.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks, Scott.
And thanks to everyone out there for listening to Talking Back, the official podcast of Study Now, the English News Study app.